Also in this para, we are already quite deep in the discussion, and we are going into a very legal discussion on IHL and on the use and design of weapons in general. But what we believe, what we are losing a little bit here, is the specificities of the weapons that we are talking about and the kind of task that we have at hand, which is the one that deals with emerging technologies in the field of lethal autonomous weapon system. And they have very, very specific items, and there are very specific risks that we want to address here. And in our view, those are simply the ones that there will be weapons deployed or developed, designed, that will not be under sufficient human control, sufficient control to comply with IHL, and which effects cannot be predicted. We are very, very aware that this is maybe some new concept that some states might develop these kind of weapons on purpose or by accident. And the question by the Russian Federation, why would someone even do this, is very valid. But we are still now in a situation where these risks are there. And this has mostly to do with the general risks that artificial intelligence and new technologies pose. So still, we think that we should move forward and continue this discussion. What we are currently talking about, or the text that we have in front of us, is more or less the two-tier approach. We support the basic design of the two-tier approach, and that we should proceed on this. And also, this is not in generally a question of IHL and how IHL is applied. It really is a specific issue on our topic. To go into the details, just to recall, I mean, we have a discussion on the SHERPO, on the possession, development, and deployment. There I just noticed that this is also a formulation or a phrase in total or in parts that can be found in the joint proposal, which is led by the US on many parts. So we are a little bit surprised that it should not be maintained here as well. If we are talking about the notion that we should use only the word use in the CCW, I recall that there is also Protocol 4, which also has a very specific design component built into. So design and use, I think we are safe also in the CCW. But we also want to recall that the possession and the development and the deployment is a concept that we are dealing here in Geneva, and we just have to look into another room where the colleagues are discussing elements of the BWC. Also, 17A and 17B are very much leaning towards the text that was submitted by the group around the United States. We think it grasps many things. We won't go into details now about the elements that other countries want to change. Something that we can really support is that we also need the notion of understanding, that those who employ or design or use these weapons should also understand how they function. And again, this is a specificity of artificial intelligence in warfare and in those kind of weapons. Other comments I will probably save for later and for the next ref. Just maybe one comment on the concerns by China that we should insert a kilt. I think this is already sufficiently reflected by talking about a tax or the employment of force, use of force, as suggested by Switzerland. I think this is already more or less there, so I don't think that we really need to emphasize once again that this is about killing, and it's more or less excluding those other kind of uses of these kind of weapons that China also wants to exclude from this text. Okay, I will leave it at that for now, and I will come back later. Thank you.